content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Carrie Magazine, Walter, Our State, and quite possibly the News and Observer. We'll see how time goes. My first article today is from Carrie Magazine, Noodle Boulevard. Serving Honesty in Every Bowl by Aaron McKnight. The parking lot starts to fill up even before the doors open. By dinner, cars spill into the lot of the restaurant next door, something that has required more than a few delicate conversations for owner Lek Frongsuk, who explains the situation with a shrug that lands somewhere between exasperated and proud. He can't help it. Those cars keep coming. 6 years into its run on Walnut Street, and 11 years after opening in Cary, Noodle Boulevard has become one of those restaurants that earns loyalty most owners only dream about. People drive from Wilmington. They come from Greensboro, from Charlotte. Visitors from Canada put it on their list before landing in the Triangle. Other local restaurant owners who run their own competing ramen shops quietly place takeout orders at Noodle Boulevard when they're not open themselves. The first staff members arrive at 5 in the morning. By the time the doors open for lunch at 11 a.m., the broths, built from bones, developed over time, and coaxed into the layered depth that separates a great bowl from a merely good one, have been simmering for hours. Meat is cut fresh daily. Eggs are peeled to order. Nothing sits. If you pass here in the morning, 5, 6 in the morning, you see us here already, says Bell Iban, who runs the day-to-day operations of Noodle Boulevard under Lek's mentorship. She now manages the restaurant as a co-owner alongside her husband, Emmanuel, with Lek and his wife, Sarah. Bell has been known to seek out vital ingredients at area markets at the crack of dawn. Lek mentions the day she visited 4 in pursuit of bones for the broth. Take the faux broth, made 24 hours in advance of service. That's the flavor, Bell says simply. It has time. That patience is a hallmark of Noodle Boulevard, being neither a corporation's venture nor an investor's bet. At its core, it's a story about two families that became one, centered on a man who opened his first restaurant at just 27 and never stopped. Lek arrived in the United States from southern Thailand as a former journalist who had worked in newspapers before deciding that food was his future. His mother, he says, gave him everything, the recipes, the taste, the standards. Throughout the years, Lek opened restaurants across the country, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Denver, Florida, Detroit, Oregon, before arriving in North Carolina with Sarah and an intention to retire. That intention didn't last long. Bell met Lek and Sarah after Emmanuel, a contractor, built the original location, and he and Lek became close friends. When Lek needed someone to trust with the restaurant, he looked at Bell, a woman who had always loved to cook, who had built a reputation in her community for her food, and who had spent years managing a household of 4 boys while quietly longing to cook in a professional kitchen. "I just never had the courage," she says, "of opening a restaurant." Lek gave her that courage, and then he gave her everything he knew. "He literally poured everything into me," Bell says. "He treats me like his daughter." "I tell her everything," Lek says, of passing that knowledge on to his protege. "I give her everything. I have respect for her," he adds, sounding every bit the proud parent. Sarah handles ordering, coordinates suppliers, and has been the quiet infrastructure holding the restaurant together since the beginning. "I see Sarah every day," Bell says, about the support she continues to receive. Lek stops by a couple of times a week to taste the food. He'll start his day with a coffee and a view into the kitchen. He also has cameras at home that allow him to watch Bell working. Not because he's checking up on her. He is, in his own words, simply watching someone he's proud of. "When she cooks, she looks happy," he says, and the broad smile on Bell's face is the confirmation. The menu at Noodle Boulevard is a deliberately focused single laminated sheet that manages to cover significant culinary ground without feeling scattered. It's a menu that rewards repeat visits, with regulars working their way through much of it, and new guests being gently guided toward a lower heat level with the option to add more. Spice comes from roasted red peppers that are ground and mixed on site. Our spicy is really spicy, Bell says, about a heat that doesn't come from a bottle. Ramen anchors everything. The classic lineup includes shoyu, spicy kimchi, chicken curry, and tom yum, alongside tonkotsu with marinated pork belly, miso, and a black garlic ramen underpinned with pork belly and ajitsuke egg. For guests who want something less traditional, the duck ramen has built a loyal following. A teriyaki chicken ramen and a seafood tom yum round out the other category, giving the menu a geography that spans from Japan to Thailand without feeling like it's stretching too hard. The broth philosophy runs through all of it, with each variety made fresh daily, developed from bones rather than powders, and adjusted to order. Guests can customize their bowl substantially, swapping between ramen noodles, rice noodles, veggie noodles, and udon, and adjusting the broth based on their preference. The rice bowls also deserve attention. After all, Noodle Boulevard is a self-described house of rice and noodle. Fried pork belly topped over rice comes with Napa cabbage, pickled ginger, green onions, and sesame. The unagi rice bowl pairs marinated eel with bok choy, ginger pickle, onions, and shredded nori. The spicy pork kimchi rice brings fried chopped pork belly in a kimchi sauce marinade with shiitake mushrooms, corn, pickled ginger, and bean sprouts. The gyudon sukiyaki beef rice bowl layers sukiyaki beef over steamed carrots, broccoli, and green onions. Barbecued pork rice and a grilled chicken teriyaki rice bowl round out the category and are crafted with the same from-scratch discipline. Starters are worth ordering slowly and in quantity. Gyoza, Japanese pot stickers with a choice of meat or veggie filling, and steamed shrimp shumai are both staples, along with fried oyster, fried tofu, and the creamy croquette, a play on the French dish using clam chowder that's breaded and then deep-fried until golden brown. Belle's rotating specials board is where the Noodle Boulevard menu evolves, and she gets to flex her creativity. Short rib, black garlic, and chicken curry over rice have all graduated from special to permanent fixture through customer demand alone. The pho is a newer addition, built on broth simmered overnight, giving it a depth that Leck believes stands up to any version in the area, and is served with a plethora of toppings. The portions throughout the menu follow the same logic, generous because that is what honesty at the table looks like. For dessert, the fried ice cream has earned its place as a must-try and a fitting end to a meal that won't leave guests wanting. Also, do yourself a favor and try the Thai iced tea, or the dirty version made with bourbon or whiskey, Baileys, and bitters. The kids' menu proves that Noodle Boulevard takes the full table seriously, with options including ramen in a savory chicken broth, rice with pork belly or teriyaki chicken, udon, and aji mackerel for younger guests. A cocktail menu overseen by bartender Gabriel, Belle and Emmanuel's son, rounds out the experience with drinks made from real fresh ingredients. The strawberry pearl, strawberry puree, vodka, coconut milk, made with fresh strawberries, has become a signature. Customers are loving it, Gabriel says, of the seasonal cocktail menu that will be rotated going forward. A new layer of imagination on top of an 11-year foundation of healthful, quality ingredients and honest execution. Ask Leck what has kept Noodle Boulevard going through more than a decade of competition, supply chain pressures, and the disruptions that have shuttered so many other restaurants. And he doesn't talk about marketing or foot traffic or location. He talks about honesty. First of all, we are honest to the customer, he says, and we never downgrade the quality. When supplier prices rise, Noodle Boulevard absorbs the hit rather than quietly shrinking portions or substituting ingredients. When a piece of meat doesn't meet the standard, it gets sent back. The logic is simple and absolute. The quality of what reaches the customer should never change, regardless of what it costs to maintain it. I tell her all the time, Lex says, about Belle picking up the phone numerous times a day, asking for her mentor's opinion. Don't compromise on the quality at all. Which is why, come evening time, the parking lot overflows with cars and a line of guests snakes its way inside. Noodle Boulevard is located at 1718 Walnut Street in Cary, North Carolina. Their phone is 984-222-3003 and the website noodleblvd.com. My next article is from Walter. The Convergence, Big Cats, Big Ambitions. Helmed by a collective of Raleigh food and beverage pros, Big Cat aims to serve as a tavern, market, and date night destination for its diverse neighborhood. By Catherine Curran. At the corner of Brookside Drive and Glasscock Street, tomato red letters announce Big Cat, and in Marigold declare it for the neighborhood, by the neighborhood. The name is both a nod to beloved pets and bodega cats around the world, but it's also a play on Lions Park, which is just a few blocks away. Chefs and co-owners Chiti Kumar and Angela Salamanca live nearby and regularly walk at the park, an anchor of this area sandwiched between Mordecai and Oakwood. I think all cats think they're big, and this is a small little market that has big, big ambitions, says Kumar. So many neighborhoods converge here. There is such a diversity of age and demographic. Big Cat also offers a convergence of talent in its conception. Along with Kumar and Salamanca are partners Paul Seiler, Marshall Davis, and Justin Passfield. Together, these bold names have brought Raleigh some of its most unique and beloved hospitality concepts, including Aja, Malapata, and local seafood. Having this crew of people that we trust made it even more exciting, says Kumar. We really trust their aesthetics, we trust their work ethic, we trust their experience and their opinions. The space, which was formerly home to Brookside Bodega and Otomi, has been transformed. The red and yellow scheme continues inside, offset by a cactus green and some blonde wood. And then there are the cats. Along the walls and shelves, you'll find them in portraits and paintings, grade school ceramic projects, and porcelain figurines. They're fat cats and lean ones, tiny ones, and two giant cat heads, custom crafted by Paperhand Puppet Project. They watch over our guests as they eat dinner, says Davis, Big Cat's beverage director. The rest of the cat tchotchkes were donated by our neighbors. Neighbors is a word that comes up a lot. When we were approached about the space, we just kept thinking about how the location is so perfect. It truly is a neighborhood spot, says Kumar. We kind of fell in love with that idea after opening Aja, of being a part of people's lives in a way that's a little bit different than when you're downtown. The menu, developed with Kumar at the helm, is as eclectic as the space itself. We wanted this to be somebody's watering hole or their tavern, she says, but that idea opened a lot of doors in my mind. Everything feels a little bit familiar, but when you get it, it's just got a little bit of a twist on it. There are plenty of items to share. A mezza trio with warm olives and house-made bread, a decadent seven-layer dip topped with cornflakes, coconut curry roasted oysters. Mains include a Joyce Farms half-chicken, Kumar's favorite, and melt-in-your-mouth pork belly with chilies and herbs. To wash it down, Davis and team worked to develop a varied bar menu to suit their clientele. There's something for everyone, from $4 bottles of High Life to curated special order mezcals, he says. We put more of an emphasis on quality sourcing and efficiency. Ideally, folks are able to get a drink within the first couple of minutes of their visit, and hopefully you can't go wrong with whatever you pick. Soon, Kumar says, you'll be able to take that roast chicken and High Life to go. The restaurant side of Big Cat opened for dinner service in March, and the market side of the space opens this summer with separate hours and different offerings. There, guests can grab items like local beers, wine, snacks, and select pre-made foods, like the chicken, party dips, and more, plus pantry staples like olive oil, dry pasta, citrus, and candy bars. There will also be lunchtime counter service anchored by a small sandwich menu. The offerings were chosen in part based on a survey sent to nearby residents while they renovated the space. Davis hopes the market solidifies Big Cat as an all-day go-to. We have high hopes for the market and the early to midday programming here, he says. We will have essentials for the fridge, prepared foods for game night with friends, lunch for folks on the go, and the full razzle-dazzle of the restaurant in the evenings. So far, the neighbors have embraced Big Cat. On a given night, the patio is buzzing and reservations are stacked. Diners run into friends as they stroll along the sidewalk. We really hope that Big Cat becomes a weekly walk-in spot for our neighbors here, as well as a destination for folks that are interested in our internationally influenced American Tavern, says Davis. It's a funky little space, but I love how it all came together. Big Cat is located at 1000 Brookside Drive in Raleigh, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-816-6177, and the website bigcatbrookside.com. Next up from our state, Family Ties at North Hickory Market. A new Catawba County restaurant forges community connections while serving up diner favorites and farm-to-table fare, by Anna Grace Thomas. It's a Saturday at North Hickory Market, and upon first glance, it appears that co-owner Daryl Johnson is simply gathering empty coffee cups and wiping down tables in the mid-century-style restaurant. But if you watch closely, you'll notice that he brings a special kind of attention to his work. While clearing tabletops, he passes by a customer and asks them how they liked their burger and potato wedges. And eventually, the check-in becomes a conversation. Questions like, how did you end up in Hickory? Or, how are your grandchildren doing? Unravel into moments of sharing family pictures and talking about home. Table by table, Johnson, along with his family and friends, has built a business that goes far beyond mere pleasantries. So many of our Google reviews mention my dad, laughs Jordan Boast, Johnson's daughter, and the restaurant's marketing manager. When we started North Hickory Market, he asked me to put co-owner and busboy on his business cards. He lives up to his title and does so much more. The restaurant and bar, which opened its doors in October 2025, was a leap of faith for Johnson, who retired from banking after 45 years. Though Johnson had historically been hesitant to invest in the restaurant industry, when he first discussed the idea of the market with Chef Calvin Reyes, Johnson was confident that the restaurant's unique location would serve the community. North Hickory Market is housed within a renovated car service station and is situated in the OLLE, which I'm going to say as OLL, Arts District. With direct access to the City Walk and old art walk portions of the 10-mile Hickory Trail, the restaurant has quickly become a convenient stop for locals. Not only does it beckon those nearby, it's also easily accessible for travelers just passing through. Our location is right off of US 321, so if you're on your way to or from Asheville, we're an easy stop, Boast says. We love that the businesses here are fantastic and the area is growing. The market's neighboring stores include Mud Mama's Studio and Vintage Blue, a mid-century modern furniture store. You can easily make an afternoon of grabbing a bite to eat with us and then popping in to see our neighbors. What we hope is that you'll leave with some new friends and a taste of hickory, Boast says. Catawba County's agricultural roots infuse the market's menu, which highlights North Carolina farms from morning to night. The market's counter service model for breakfast and lunch and elevated sit-down service for dinner gives Chef Reyes and his team a chance to play with fun spins on diner favorites and farm-to-table feasts. While some staples remain the same, like the popular Market Melt, a smash burger topped with secret sandwich sauce, bacon jam, American cheese, and arugula, and the restaurant's legendary wedges, crispy potatoes fried in beef tallow. The kitchen crew keeps the menu relatively lean to accommodate weekly specials that highlight seasonal produce. Spring brought a collaboration with Catawba Mushroom Partners in the form of a creamy gnocchi and delicate toasts elevating local fungi. This summer, an heirloom tomato burger made its debut, featuring tomatoes from Honey Tree Farm in Conover. Joyce Farm's chicken is often showcased in dishes, as well as lettuce, peppers, and herbs from Hedge Family Farm in Happy Valley and Mize Farm in Taylorsville. When we opened North Hickory Market, we wanted people to look at what we were doing and say, if you took this restaurant and put it anywhere else, it wouldn't make sense. We want it to be so specific to our town, from the ingredients we source to the community we cultivate, that our neighbors and new friends want to come back, Boast says. This celebration of hickory can be found all over the market, on the chalkboard sign that details lunch specials and the farms that contributed, on the printed dinner menus that name local farmers in a cheery yellow font, on Johnson's face when he stops by your table to chat. This is North Hickory Market's real secret sauce, community connection, and a commitment to home. North Hickory Market is at 1079 3rd Avenue Drive Northwest in Hickory, North Carolina. Their phone is 828-624-8884 and the website northhickorymarket.com. My final article today is from the Raleigh News and Observer. Texas-style barbecue just landed in Durham. Here's a look inside east of Texas. For more than 20 years, Claire Calvin has been a Texan living abroad, which is how Texans think about living anywhere that's not Texas. When she and her family opened their first restaurant, The Porch, in Winston-Salem, she built a menu around the food she missed the most, the tacos and queso and flautas of Tex-Mex cuisine. It's been a Winston staple for more than a decade, leading to two other restaurants and a reputation for excellent margaritas. East of Texas, Calvin's Texas Barbecue Restaurant opened this week in Durham's American Tobacco Campus, an expansion of the smoky Texas-style spot that opened in Winston in 2023. That same year, the News and Observer included it in a list of 64 restaurants defining what North Carolina barbecue means right now. First and foremost, east of Texas is unabashedly Texan, from Willie Nelson and Beyonce murals on the wall to brisket getting top billing on the barbecue menu. There's so much great North Carolina barbecue we have enjoyed ever since we've lived here, but I really still miss Texas barbecue, Calvin said. I grew up eating it, and it's been funny watching the country sort of discover Texas barbecue, when for us, it was just a normal thing people would eat all the time. In the Triangle's increasingly crowded and passionate barbecue scene, east of Texas stands out immediately for its blend of traditional smoked meats and Tex-Mex classics. The menu includes trays of smoked meats by the pound, like lean and fatty brisket, burnt ends, pork belly, lime-glazed pulled pork, and ancho-rubbed smoked salmon. In a nod to Tex-Mex, the trays are served with flour tortillas and fixings, including barbecue sauce and salsa, charred jalapenos, and street corn salad. There's also smoked turkey, house-made sausage, and pork ribs. The sandwiches include sliced and chopped brisket sandwiches, pulled pork, and Winston-Salem style dipped hot chicken. On the taco side, there's trendy birria, mole brisket, smoked chicken, and a pulled pork taco with mac and cheese and spicy pickled onions. Kelvin acknowledges that her margaritas have quite a following, and despite 7 varieties, most people order the house marg, which can be kicked up with jalapenos or habanero peppers. There is also North Carolina craft beers and simple mixed drinks. East of Texas introduced itself to the ATC crowd last weekend with a pair of open house days, selling drinks but giving away brisket tacos and flautas and making cotton candy and banana pudding, while a cover band played country hits. Calvin said it was a chance to get the custom JR all-wood smoker tuned up and say hello to Durham. "I met a lot of Texans who told me, 'This feels like home,' Calvin said. 'I love North Carolina, but I definitely feel like a Texan living outside of Texas.' When I was creating the first East of Texas, that was always the highest compliment someone could give me, that our food reminded them of Texas. It makes me feel a little less homesick." East of Texas in Durham is entering its soft open phase, with hours evolving over the next week. The first all-day service will be Saturday, August 1st, starting with breakfast at 9 a.m., followed by lunch and dinner. For specific hours, check out their website, eastoftexas.com. East of Texas is located at 318 Blackwell Street, Suite 100 in Durham, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-251-9065, and the aforementioned website, eastoftexas.com. Well, I hope everybody has enjoyed this episode of Restaurant Review. Please stay cool this summer. It's going to be an awfully hot week. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and please have a lovely day. Thank you.